There are many times when you will not see the call of the Lord to gather for worship. 6 weeks ago, the Lord called the church to shift the heavens in worship. And in that 6 weeks, most of the church has pathetically been asleep, even on Sunday mornings. The call of the Lord, whether we see the prophet prophesy, whether we see the watchman blow the trumpet, the call of the Lord is still there in the air for us to respond to. Tonight, we are going to worship and allow the Lord to motivate us in any way He chooses to shift the heavens. Sometime tonight, we will address the storm that is just an annoyance and a distraction from the enemy. We have authority in Christ. Jesus calmed the storms and He said we would do greater things. Tonight they showed 10 computer models. 9 of them hit the States, 1 went out to sea. You know what one I'm choosing? We can tell that thing to dissipate. We can tell that thing to shift. Jesus said, I've given you authority. Authority always triumphs over power. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, many of you are familiar with the story of Jehoshaphat wanting a prophet to tell them what they were supposed to do. So an unknown prophet tells them, if you will worship the Lord, He will fight for you. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, it says, believe the Lord and you will be saved. Believe His prophet and you will prosper or you will succeed. The very next verse, the people began to praise the Lord with a very simple song, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. We are in the year of Ayin Gimel, and one of the Gimel words is a name for God, El Gibor, the mighty God. In 2 Chronicles, the mighty God sent the angelic host before them, and all of their enemies defeated each other. On the night when the prophetic word came forth to worship, from Dutch Sheets. Dutch said, I believe it's time for us to worship over Israel in the Middle East. And so we did in the middle of his message. It doesn't matter where you are, when the Lord tells you to worship, you worship. And prophetic decrees came forth. One of them was that there was going to be a shift in the battle in the Middle East. And the next day in the newspaper, the headline said, two Islamic groups turned on each other overnight. That sounds like 2 Chronicles to me. But just so you know that it's not Old Testament only, in Acts chapter 16, around verse 25, Paul and Silas were put into prison because they would not keep silent about who Jesus Christ was. Now, I don't think any of us have yet had to do that, but it says that about midnight they began to worship the Lord. After they had been beaten 39 times, after they had had their feet struck with rods so they couldn't run away, after they had been put in shackles and stocks, Paul had a hankering to worship. Silas, being the prophet, said, say what? He said, it's time to worship. And as they worshiped, the whole prison shook. Not just their bonds, but the bondages that held everyone captive, you see the prophetic picture, were broken. And the jailer came running in, ready to commit suicide, and said, "What must I do to be saved?" He and his whole household were saved. And by the way, that was the start of the Philippian church that night. Tonight, as Holy Spirit speaks to you in the worship, if you have a prophetic word, if you have a scripture, or you have something you want to share, please see me. I'm going to try not to flag tonight. If I have flags in my hand, you better watch out. I no longer have a sword. When we commissioned my son in Tennessee when he was ordained last weekend, he received the generational impartation of my sword. So I'm not cutting off any heads tonight. But the sticks hurt. So if I do get a hankering to do that, just get my attention. But this is about what the Lord is speaking to us. This is about worshiping Him for who He is, so that no matter who wins the election, Jesus Christ is King.
Yes.
Jesus already knows who's going to win. He just hasn't chosen to tell me. Maybe He's told you. But He's still King. And His kingdom has no end. And the government is upon His shoulders. I have already voted. Because I'm going to be in Honduras during the election. I'm believing that we're going to see a change for righteousness. If you have not repented for your apathy, I am a part of the bride of Christ. Therefore, I am apathetic. Because the bride of Christ has been apathetic. I'm a part of the United States of America. Therefore, I am perverse, immoral, an idolater, shedder of innocent blood, and a breaker of covenant. We can repent on behalf of this nation because it is our nation, and we are a part of it. If you are a part of the baby boomer generation, we have a lot to repent for. If you are a part of the generation before us, you have a lot to repent for. If you are a part of the generation after us, forgive us, but you also have a lot to repent for. Because God's looking for one generation, I believe it's five generations on the earth, to worship Him together. So tonight, let's just enter in. We're going wherever the Holy Spirit takes the musicians. Amen. Seek me with all of your heart, I will be found by you. In the midst of calamity, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of the swirling storms, will you seek me with all of your heart? And will you allow me to speak? For I will allow you to see my face. I will allow you to smell my glory. I will allow you to taste my goodness. I will allow you to feel the holiness with which I love you. And I will change the wind patterns of your life so that that which was opposing you and in your face will now be behind my back as you look into my face. I'm about to give intimate revelation to those who will pursue my presence. Not revelation so that they can go and do things for themselves, but revelation so they can expand my kingdom and gather a harvest for my name. For my Father desires that my church, my bride, would bring to him a harvest in this new season. Will you worship me? Will you seek my face with all your heart? Will you allow me to direct your daily paths and give you divine appointments that will lead to harvest, that will lead to multiplication, that will lead to the growth of my kingdom? Know that I'm about to change the wind of your life. And that which opposed you will now carry you to the place of your destiny, says the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I like that you were just singing about show me your heart, because the Lord spoke to my heart a few minutes ago and said, open your eyes. I want to show you the ultrasound of my heart. I could actually see the ultrasound and his heart beating in it. And I want you to know my heart, the Lord says. I want you to share my heart. There are many times my heart beats quickly with excitement. Times it's steady and sure and strong. And there are times it bleeds and groans. Open your spirit eyes. Open your spirit eyes. I want you to see my heart, because I want to give it to you.
Lord, we are undone in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, there is nothing in your presence that is of any value. Lord, you sent men and women and children centuries ago to this nation, whose heart was after you, whose passion was your presence, who pursued you with a persistence in the good times and the bad. Lord, they celebrated who you were. Lord, they established this nation upon your word. They saw your heart, they understood your vision. You even showed some of those that they needed to found this nation to be a friend of Israel. Lord, they founded universities to teach people how to learn of you and to declare your word. To train people to take every aspect of society with their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord, they were generations of men and women and children who were undone in your presence. Lord, they gave their lives so that the name of Jesus Christ could be spoken freely in this land. Lord, we repent that we have fallen from the place where our hearts are passionately pursuing you with persistence. And we have allowed the cares of the world, our mortgages and our jobs, our televisions, our iPads, and every other electronic distraction to steal our heart away from you. Lord, we have made idols out of the things that you gave in creative revelation to make our life easier, so that we might pursue you with more time to worship. Lord, we have lived the life in the last 50 years of the 10 spies. Forgive us for believing you were too small to do the things that you said you could do and that you said you desired to do. Lord, as you shift the winds, we ask that you would blow on us first, on our families, on our fellowships, on the church in this region, on the church in New York State, on the church in the United States of America. We ask you to blow tonight, Lord. with a fresh measure of faith that we would rise up like the two spies who believed that you could do everything that you said you would do. Lord, you said that you were about to shift and sift some things. We ask that you would sift the things out of our lives that keep us from passionately pursuing you, and that you would shift the attitude of our heart from complacency to a place where we burn with passion for your presence. Lord, I repent on behalf of the church in the United States of America that we have made church a game, and that we have made everything that you call a no God an idol in our lives. Lord, tonight we say you are sovereign. You reign and rule from the north to the south and the east to the west, over every possession and every territory, over Hawaii and Alaska. Lord, we say that you rule over the North American continent. And Lord, we ask that you would bring awakening. Yes. That you would bring reformation to the North American continent like we have never seen before. Not in a little town, not in a state, not in a nation, but across this continent, that every tribe and every tongue would confess with delight in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. That you would burn, Lord, with holy fire upon all of North America. Lord, that there would be such a radical transformation in this continent that it would shift the nations. Lord, you're not done with us yet. And we ask, Lord, that tonight you would hear the cry of the church throughout this land, that you would ride upon our praises, that you would inhabit our worship, and that you would change, Lord, this nation into what you desired for her to be when you spoke to our forefathers and asked them to come to this place. Lord, we rejoice that you are reigning and that you are ruling. Give us eyes to see you high and lifted up, with your train, Lord, too big for our temple. Lord, come and consume us in your presence.
And Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I would ask you to forgive us for the sin of abortion. Father, forgive us for the blood that is on our hands. And Father, I pray tonight that you would forgive us, the church, for not being a bigger voice in this nation, for not taking a stand, Father, when issues come up. Father, I pray today that you would raise up godly men and women, Father God, who would appoint righteous judges, Father God, who would reverse Roe versus Wade, I ask. And I also ask you, Lord, to forgive us, the state of New York, for the sin of homosexuality, Father, for allowing that to become, for appointing legislators, Lord, who allow that to become the law in this state. Father, I pray today that that law would be rescinded and this state would return to righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cries out before you. Lord, we thank you that you have had mercy on the children that were slaughtered. We thank you that they are in your presence worshiping you, but we have defiled this land with innocent blood. We thank you that you have forgiven the women and the men who forced women into abortion. As they repented, Lord, we thank you that your mercy and your grace covers and heals them. But Lord, we ask that you would allow the cry of the blood of the innocent that has been shed to be stinging the ears of those who perpetuate this abomination in our land. Lord, let them hear the cry of the blood of the innocent when they lie down at night. Lord, let it be a holy torment in their soul that would bring them to a place of repentance, that they, Lord God, whether they supported abortion or whether they perform abortions, would turn to you. That they would humble themselves and they would cry out for the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That they would know the love of Father God, so pure that he can forgive their participation in this sin. Lord, I ask that you would allow the sound of the blood of the innocent to torment those legislators in every state and in our nation that have given their soul to Moloch and Chemosh and Baal through the sacrifice of our unborn. Lord, I ask that you would cause them to see that they have not only shed innocent blood by their legislation, but they have robbed you by taking the tax dollars of your sons and daughters and used it to pay for this abomination. Lord, I thank you that in the midst of the judgment that you bring on them, you remember mercy, that they might turn their hearts to you. I thank you, Lord, that even as you dealt with this nation in the 1800s and you are dealing with this nation today with the white slavery, Lord, even as you dealt with the issue of slavery, deal with the issue of abortion. For it has defiled the land and it has separated this nation. Lord, I repent that my generation has been a generation that sought after the pleasures of the flesh and abandoned self-control. Lord, let the fruit of your Spirit be restored to your church, especially self-control. Lord, you don't make mistakes. You make men and you make women. Lord, when you created Adam and took his rib and made woman, he shed blood for his bride, even as you shed blood for your church. Your plan was perfect that the two should be one. And they should procreate and they should multiply and they should fill the earth so that you would have a family. Lord, you created us and you ordained marriage. And as our sister repented, we repent, Lord, that we have played a game in calling the relationship between a man and woman anything, so that a man and a man and a woman can call their relationship anything. Lord, marriage is yours and only you can define it. And we repent that the arrogant and the boastful, the rebellious and the lawless in this state have tried to steal the right of the public to speak and say that marriage should be between one man and one woman. Lord, we repent . Lord, touch Governor Cuomo's daughter. Set her free from the deception. Touch those that we know who have been deceived to think that they are different from what you created them to be. And Lord, restore them to the personhood, man or woman, that you created them to be. That they, Lord, would come to know you in the height and the breadth and the depth of your love. And that they, in knowing you, would know who they are and fulfill your destiny for their lives. Lord, we say that this state belongs to you. that marriage is your institution. It is holy, even as you are holy. It is set apart, even as you are set apart. Lord, I ask that you would pour your spirit upon this state with such a roaring flame that it would burn across this state and leave no heart untouched. Whether they know you or not, that they will know the burning of holiness upon them, and they will desire to live their lives for you.
To pray for Senator Harry Reid. I just heard before I came that he was in a car accident in Nevada. He's in the hospital. He's in stable condition. So, Lord, I just bring up Senator Harry Reid to you, Lord, that this happened today. And I believe it's in your hands that you would speak to him, Lord, that you would open his eyes to who you are, that you would open his eyes to what's important, that his eternal salvation matters more than anything in this world. That he would see what the priorities are in your kingdom, Lord. We pray for his healing. We pray for a miraculous touch upon his life, for those who minister to him, that there would be people who minister to him who can show him the gospel and show him your love and how much you have done for him, Lord. So we just thank you that all things work together for good and that you are going to use this in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Now, allow him to touch your heart and humble you in those areas that have not been touched. There's a sweet river flowing out of the throne. Say that all who are thirsty come to me and I will give you drink. Taste of the river of life that's flowing from the throne of the Lamb. It will sustain you in the days ahead. It will carry you. It will nurture you. There is wisdom in the river of life. The Lord says he is going to put down some and raise up others, but he desires all men to be saved. Do not rejoice at the putting down or the lifting up, but rejoice at the salvation of the soul.
A person humbled before the Lord with their face down in the dirt. And as they stood up, like even in the sand, the impression of their body was left in the sand. And as the waves that we were speaking of came in, they washed it all away. And as they stood, the newness of Christ was within them. Lord, do this work in us, Father.
On Zion, the city of your set feasts and solemnities, your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tent that shall not be taken down. Not one of its stakes shall ever be pulled up, neither shall any of its cords be broken. But there the Lord will be for us in majesty and splendor, a place of broad rivers and streams, where no oar-propelled boat can go and no mighty and stately ship can pass. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Your hoisting ropes hang loose. They cannot strengthen and hold firm the foot of their mast or keep the sail spread out. Then will prey and spoil and abundance be divided. Even the lame will take the prey, and no inhabitant of Zion will say, I am sick. For the people who dwell there will be forgiven in of their iniquity and their guilt.
Lord, we need the river of your presence in this land. Lord, we repent that as a nation we have turned away from standing with Israel. Lord, you promised that whatever nation would be a friend unto Israel would be your friend and would be blessed. Lord, we repent that our leadership has sought to turn away from what is best for this nation. Lord, I thank you that it is not too late. That in your mercy and your grace, your chesed, your ever-loving and everlasting kindness, we have hope.
Yes.
Hope that you will rule and reign.
Yes.
Hope that you will cause those whose heart is yielded to you, whose passion is your presence, whose desire is to see your kingdom expanded in the earth, whose delight is to speak your word and to walk by the leading of your spirit. Lord, we thank you that you have men and women such as these reserved to be our leaders. Lord, the elections are yours. We ask for leaders that have a heart after your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Our ways have failed, God. Yahweh, we want your way. Give us men and women, whether they are in office and you change their heart, or whether they are just now about to be brought into office, we ask that their heart would be rendered to you.
Yes.
That they would be led by your spirit. That they would base their decisions, whether they are executive, legislative, or judicial, upon your word. That they would not look to the ways of men, but they would delight themselves in hearing from you, Lord God. And they would surround themselves with apostles and prophets. That their counselors, Lord, would have your ear and desire your heart. Lord Jesus, this nation is yours. You created it. You spoke it into being.
Jesus.
For forgive us for thinking that we could run it without you. Yes. Holy Spirit, we ask you to invade the White House.
Yes.
We ask you to invade the Capitol building and the chambers of the Senate and the House. We ask you to invade the Supreme Court and every federal appeals court and every one of the judiciary systems of the states and territories of this nation. Lord, we ask you to invade gloriously Albany. In every capital of every state, that you would touch the governor's mansion and the place where the governor conducts business, that you would touch the legislative halls of the Senate and the Assembly. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would permeate those halls. Even as you did when the nation's capital was in New York City. We ask that you would touch the counties of the greater Rochester region. That you would give us leaders who delight themselves in seeking your face. Who humble themselves before you and do what you ask them to do. Lord, we thank you that you are shifting this nation from the destructive path we were on to a path where awakening and reformation will take place. Lord, we do not need the government of man to bring awakening to this nation. And we ask you tonight to breathe on your church. That she would have a passion for your presence. And that she would not be contained by the four walls of a building any longer. But she would glow in your glory every place you call her to walk. Lord, you are shifting this nation. Lord, your judgment has been upon us this year. And you have given us mercy. We deserve to be consumed in the drought and the fires and the floods and the pestilences, but you showed us mercy. Lord, put a new song of worship in the bride of Christ. That she would be on the wavelength of heaven at all times. Yes. Lord, we thank you for the angelic hosts that you are sending to protect the election polling places.
Yes, thank you.
We now forbid every spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. We now forbid every spirit of deceit and deception. We now forbid the liar and the thief from taking the votes out of the hands of the people and stuffing the ballot boxes. We expose and thwart the plans of darkness to steal this election at every level. And we say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. We say, God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. We say, God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Lord, send the hosts of heaven with the flaming sword of the Lord to thwart every plot to steal the attention and the focus of the people off of voting. Lord, even now, I ask that holy fire fall upon those who are called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that have been apathetic and said it doesn't make a difference. Lord, I thank you that you are raising up an army. Lord, that you are raising up those who are registered to vote, to go out and to vote according to righteousness, yes, peace, and joy by your Holy Spirit. Lord, that they will not vote for their security in the weakness of the failing dollar, but they will vote for their security in the Most High God. Yes. That they, Lord God, will turn away from everything that is an abomination in your, yes, sight. And they will vote according to that which is right and just and pleasing before you. Lord, we thank you that justice and judgment are yours, and mercy and grace are yours.
Yes.
Lord, turn that storm.
Yes.
Yes.
We speak to those winds, and we say, you shall go out to sea.
Yes.
We speak to the waters and we say, you shall not flood this land to destroy it.
Yes.
For the promise of the Lord is, never again will I destroy the earth with a flood. Lord Jesus, you spoke to the storm, and we speak to that storm now. Is its name Sandy?
Yes.
Sandy, take your sand and your rain and go dump on the ocean.
Yes. Jesus' name.
And don't hit England.
Yes.
Lord, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We thank you that you have intercessors around this nation praying for the East. Lord, you are our rear guard. Guard the West. Let not darkness use this storm to come in and overwhelm those in the West who have become complacent. But Lord, we ask that the holy fire would fall upon the West Coast, upon the Rocky Mountain states, upon the Plain states, and upon the Mid-Atlantic states. Lord, that they would not become complacent because the storm is not coming near to them. Lord, we say, you are the rear guard of this nation. You go before us and you follow after us, that we might rejoice and be glad in you. And we say to this storm, you shall go out and you shall fizzle out. And you shall not deceive, and you shall not delay, and you shall not interrupt,
yes,
what the Lord has planned for the East Coast.
Yes.
Lord, we repent that the East Coast has been a hotbed of sin and rebellion. Lord, we repent that our leaders, after judgment came to this nation, in arrogance claimed Isaiah, yes, chapter 9. And said that we would rebuild. Lord, if we build without you, we build in vain. Lord, if we stand the watch without you, we watch in vain. But Lord, you have come tonight with the river of the Lamb. You have come tonight with the glory of your presence. You have come tonight with hope and a promise for our future.
Yes.
And we say, Lord God Almighty, this nation is yours. Save this nation, Lord God, for the destiny that you created us to walk in, that our sons and daughters and their sons and daughters would have greater measures of your grace and your glory, your power and your authority, that they, Lord God, would see the end time harvest, and they would see you high and lifted up. Lord, this nation is yours. And all we can do is worship you.
Dry bones.
the army. You are not dry bones. You are no longer held captive by the things that hold the world captive. You have been redeemed, set free, and being sanctified by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Aggression and with acceleration, live. Now, there was a word of knowledge given tonight. It's right here in my ear. Men, stand up. Unless you're playing. If you can play and stand up, sweet. I don't know how he's going to do that foot pedal. And... in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I say that every principality, every power, every ruler of wickedness, and every strong man no longer can hold you in bondage. Specifically, I say to the perverse spirit that is attempting to steal the heart of the men of Christ away and after the God of lust, I say that spirit of perversion has no place in these men of God. It has no place in their homes. It has no place in their children. It has no place in their grandchildren. It has no place on their computers. It has no place in their workplace. I say that spirit of perversion must go. It's after 9, and I'm not in any hurry because I'm the one that turns off the lights. Things are shifting. We'll go until they wear out. You go when you have to. So, Lord, I say, bless my brothers and sisters wherever you lead them to go. That they would be vessels of holiness and righteousness. That they would be ambassadors with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ every place they walk. I say, Lord, give them fuller measures of the fruit of your spirit, especially self-control. That when you give them a word to speak, they will not run ahead of you, but they will release it when you say to this one or that one now. And Lord, I say that their word will carry the authority of heaven, that it will touch hearts, and it will release harvest. Lord, you are our King, and all we can do is worship you.
Psalms 42, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to God of my life. On my way here tonight, the Lord spoke to me and he said, deep calleth out to deep. And that he was going to come tonight to do business in deep water with us. That he was going to begin to shift us away from the perceived safety of the shore and shift us into the deep with him. And he would become our true north because we would have no landmarks to look for. So I want to encourage you as you go out, there was just a powerful, mighty anointing on the psalmist and the minstrel tonight. And I heard the Lord say that that's resting on each of us, whether we play or sing on the worship team, but as the body of Christ. And he said, in the days to come, when you hear that melody rising up out of your spirit, that's me, release it. Release it, because your praise is a weapon and you are shifting the atmosphere. And we declare that to be so. Lord, we receive all that you have imparted tonight. And we walk in victory and boldness in Jesus' name.
I know sometimes when the Lord moves in the spirit, he gives us a sign in the natural. And 2 weeks ago, our three-year-old granddaughter had a brain tumor removed. And the pathology showed that it was an aggressive one. And today she went in for a spinal tap to see whether how the fluid was. And the scripture the Lord gave us during this time was from Joshua 10. And it's right after Jericho is conquered and the southern towns Joshua goes into. And in each case, so I think there's six towns, he captures the enemy, and it says, and not one was left. And that's how we've been praying, that there was not one cell left. And while I was sitting here tonight, I got a text from my daughter saying the results are in, the fluid is clear.
Ha ha ha! Hey!